Marjorie Taylor Greene visits Holocaust Museum, apologizes for mask, vaccine comparison. By Joel B. Polak on June 16, 2021. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, apologized Monday evening for comparing coronavirus restrictions, such as masks and vaccination rules, to Nazi laws imposed on Jews in World War II, after visiting the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. The Washington Post reported. This afternoon, I visited the Holocaust Museum, Greene said. The Holocaust is, there's nothing comparable to it. It happened, and, you know, over 6 million Jewish people were murdered. More than that, there were not just Jewish people, black people, Christians, all kinds of groups. Children. People that the Nazis didn't believe were good enough or perfect enough. She added, but there is no comparison to the Holocaust. And there are words that I have said, remarks that I have made, that I know are offensive, and for that, I want to apologize. Greene, who visited the Auschwitz site in Poland as a teenager, did not announce her visit to the museum in advance because she did not want to attract controversy before she had actually visited, a source told Breitbart News. News media organizations, not content with Greene's apology, spun their coverage to draw attention to other controversial remarks, real and imagined, that the freshman representative and entrepreneur is said to have made. Reuters, for example, repeated the Charlottesville Very Fine People hoax in a report about Greene's apology. Reporter Richard Cowan wrote that she refused to distance herself from a comment he made in 2017, following violent protests involving white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia, in which he said there were very fine people on both sides. Trump never praised the white supremacists or neo-Nazis. In fact, he said that they should be condemned totally. The Post complained that Greene had compared Democrats to the Nazi Party, because it stood for National Socialism. However, the Post has often published articles comparing President Donald Trump to a Nazi, ignoring offense caused. Democrats withdrew a resolution censuring Greene for her remarks after her apology. Earlier this year, they voted to strip Greene of her committee assignments because of comments she made before being elected backing the QAnon hoax. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.